Hi, this is Abigail. I called from Family First Care. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Salisbury?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Abigail. I was calling from Family First Care. I wanted to know if you're still interested in applying for home care services.
Yes, I know I got the waiver. It said it was still waiting for some, it sent me a message, like an automated message that I was approved
Yes.
somehow, but I was waiting for something else to be approved.
What else were you waiting for?
I don't know. That's what I thought the message said. Did I misunderstand it? Maybe it was a call? I don't know.
You got a letter from someone stating that you're
No, I
waiting
didn't
for
get a
something
letter.
else?
I got a text message.
From who, may I ask?
Hang on one second. It looks like from the county assistance office, but I'll tell you in one second. Hang on.
Sure.
It says that I've been found clinically eligible and are awaiting a waiver determination by the county assistance office. That came
Yeah,
on the
which you
second.
received.
I'm sorry?
And then you received the waiver, correct?
No, I haven't. That's all I received so far. I haven't gotten anything in the mail yet, and that's the only
So
information I've gotten from them.
I did see that you do have a waiver, actually. So
Oh,
you
they
have been
may not have gotten
approved.
it in the mail yet. Yeah, I might not have received it in the mail.
Yeah, that's sure, that's not a problem. Let me just see. Do you know which insurance you have?
Health Partners.
Oh. A second. Did anyone reach out to you about scheduling an assessment with the service coordinator?
I had another person that was working with me over the last year. I can't remember her name. I don't know that it was the same company. And I don't know what happened, if she just gave up after the last denial or not.
Okay, are you going through any other agency at the moment?
I haven't heard from them since like October, November.
Okay, fine. So you're still interested in getting home care services, correct?
Yeah, I'm also interested in applying to see if I can get a caregiver, appointing my own caregiver. Is that something that your services do?
You have a caregiver that you'd like, correct? I
Yes,
see
yes.
Jason Caller is your
Yes.
assigned caregiver. Yeah,
Yes.
so if
Okay.
you can choose your caregiver and then he will be paid through our agency.
Okay, I understand.
Okay,
So we
let's
have to
try.
do, go ahead.
Yeah, so now that we have a waiver, we can call into UPMC, it seems, as your healthcare
Oh, they
provider.
changed it again. Okay, I didn't know they changed it again.
Just a second. Let's see. Let me see if maybe it's this one. If not, we can call into UPMC and then find out who your service coordinator is. All you really have to do at this point is have an assessment with a service coordinator, and you will discuss hours with them.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can get you started with the services. I'm going to try
Okay.
calling into UPMC now with you to see who your service coordinator is.
Okay.
Okay, just wait on the line, please.
Thank you. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hi, thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Amanda. How can I help you?
Hi, Amanda. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Hope Salisbury.
Hi.
We wanted to know, this is the patient. We wanted to know who her assigned service coordinator is.
Okay. Yeah, why don't I get you connected here with the service coordination department? Can I put you on a quick hold, please?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment.
UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
UPMC Service Coordination, this is Brianna, recorded line. How can I help you?
Hello?
Sorry. Hi, Brianna. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Hope Salisbury. You wanted to know who our assigned service coordinator is, please?
Okay. And what is her date of birth?
3/15/74.
And what was her last name?
Salisbury, S as in Sam, A-L, S as in Sam again, B as in boy, U-R-Y.
And you said 3/15/1974?
Yes, ma'am.
That person's not in our system yet.
Okay, this is a new weaver. Why wouldn't she be in your system yet?
Did she get approved yet?
Yes.
Okay. It does take some time for her to show up in our system. If she hasn't heard from a service coordinator yet, then she would not have one yet assigned.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling UPMC, and you take care.
Okay, thank you. You too. Okay,
thank
Hope.
Thank you for taking a few moments to complete the survey. We greatly appreciate your participation and feedback regarding the services
you've
received.
Okay, I'm going to call you right back on your line, okay?
Okay, sure.
Honest.